October 22, the game of life. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. The truth of God obeyed and the living by every word of God is alone sufficient to make any of us stand in these evil days. Satan is playing the game of life for the soul. There are opportunities and advantages which are within the reach of all to strengthen the moral and spiritual powers. The mind can be expanded and ennobled and should be made to dwell upon heavenly things. Unless it flows in a heavenward direction, it becomes an easy prey to the temptation of Satan to engage in worldly projects and enterprises that have no special connection with God. And all zeal and devotion and restless energy and feverish desire are brought into this work, and the devil stands by and laughs to see human effort wrestling so perseveringly for an object that it will never gain, which eludes its grasp. Schemes and projects which Satan invents ensnare the soul, and poor deceived human beings go on blindfolded to their own ruin. There is one safeguard against Satan's deceptions and snares, that is the truth as it is in Jesus. The truth planted in the heart, nourished by watchfulness and prayer, nourished by the grace of Christ, will give us discernment. The truth must abide in the heart, be felt in its power in spite of all the alluring enchantments of Satan, and your experience and mine must be that the truth can purify, guide, and bless the soul. The enemy is on the track of every one of us, and if we would resist temptations which assail us from without and from within, we need to make sure we are on the Lord's side, that His truth is in our hearts and that keeps watch in our souls, ready to sound an alarm and summon us to action against every enemy. Without this defense, amid unseen foes, we shall be like the willow bending to the blast, driven of the wind and tossed. But if Christ abides in the soul, we may be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.